This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Let's see what we got here on the morning. Bromar is in. Man, I hope we get this thing over fast. What people are saying, yeah, it's bad. GPP Central says, glad we got you. Thank you, GPP Central. Just Minneapolis, somebody's got a cut. Yep. Dem Canes 01 says, just seen a guy in Publix with a wedding mask on. A welding mask on. Wow, that's okay. Interesting. Dominic Veluso, a welding mask is laughing. Puff, puff, don't give. Dominic says, that's not going to stop crap. Josh says, what up, Big O? Keep doing what you do always. Just your show. You're doing an awesome job. Thank you, sir. GPP Central says, weed smokers, be careful. All I'm saying is it can be laced with Corona. No, it can't. It's not going to be laced with Corona. Come on, man. Plus, it's burning. The heat will kill it all.
What is it? 131, 130 degrees Fahrenheit kills it, correct?
I don't know, I think that's the temp. I'm sure a joint is a lot hotter than that anyway.
Oh, for sure.
So Alex Diaz says, good morning. Ian from Brooklyn is in. Dominic Veluso says, I'll never tell him how to do a show. I hear about coronavirus everywhere, so I'm burnt out. Yeah, no, I get it, but it's what we're in. It would be irresponsible of me not to mention or talk a little bit about what's going on in our world with Corona.
It's impossible not to.
And by the way, it's affecting everything we do.
Exactly.
So it's a part of everything we do right now.
It's totally inundated everything. So everything. You have to, in some capacity, mention it.
Good morning, brothers. I am ready for another great show while I'm busting my ass. Really appreciate you looking out on life and the Finns. Keep up the great work. That's Dennis Akers. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate you. Let's see. Alex Diaz wants the Dolphins to go after Ngakoue. They're going to want a bunch of picks, dude. No, they didn't. They didn't accumulate all these picks to give them away for one player. We just had that conversation yesterday that I told you that it was smart that they got three players instead of one for the same amount of money. And it gives you depth. It gives you versatility. We've talked about this. Even when they signed Sue back in the day, people would say, wow, you could have gotten two or three players with that. That's actually very true. And you would have been more productive with two to three players instead. So, yes. That's.
You just didn't talk about it yesterday. We talked about it Friday. We talked about it Wednesday. We talked about it too. You know, it's been mentioned a lot.
Yep. GPP Central says, I want to die alone. Either way, I don't want no loved ones looking at me dying, crying, feeling bad when I'm a go. Now, you know what, GPP Central, you say that, but that's selfish. That's your point of view. But your loved ones, the real loved ones, they want to be there with you, man. It's a moment for them that they feel bad and they want to actually, you know, kind of help you in that moment and give you the support. You know what I mean?
Get every last minute you can with that person. And later in life, there's going to be a lack of closure. You never get, you know, you didn't get to really say goodbye.
And,
you know,
I was there when my dad died. And I watched him, you know, pretty much take his last breath. And it's a scary moment for people. No matter how big and strong and tough you are, that moment that you know you're dying will humble you like nothing else will ever humble you. And I think there's a therapeutic level to having somebody you love by your side and being with you there in the toughest moment of your life. So I would say that you would probably think different if you were in that position. If you're really in that position, you will appreciate having somebody you love holding your hand. Mark says, Big O, you are never going to get all those young men to abstain from going out and getting some nookie. We are old men, but remember when you were 18, 20, 22, never happening. I'm not arguing with you. You might be right. It might be hard. And if they already have money in their pocket, they may not want to be a part of this. Big Mike says, good morning from New York. I work in construction in NYC. Finally, my job site closes till April 21st. Please be safe out there. Isa says, hell, where the F am I? I don't know, Isa, where are you? But hello. Let's see, what else do we have here? Isa says, I love you guys. Well, we love you too, Isa. Ian from Brooklyn, wife gave it to me for Xmas, and I just broke it out last week. Shaking my head. Ian, I must have missed what it was. Oh, going to grind up some blueberry, and me and Madden 20 will be chilling together. There you go. I got you now. Mike Monaco from the Bronx says, is this another? No, don't say that. Don't say that about Isa. She doesn't look like that, what we got bombarded with. Let's see. Well, I don't know. Maybe not, but she's throwing in a God bless you guys. So I think that might be a little different there. She might be somebody that is new to the show. We get new people every day, which is a beautiful thing.